Okay, we are on Nazir Dav Gimel. Gimel Amud Beis. Gimel Amud Beis. Today's Dav is Dav Dalid. Let's start with the Mishnah on Gimel Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Harini Nazir min hachartzanim umin hazagim umin hateglachas umin hatuma. The Nazir says, someone says, I am a Nazir from any of these items. There's an or in between each of these. Meaning he doesn't just say Harini Nazir, but he says, I'm a Nazir from wine. I'm a Nazir from wine, grape peels or grape seeds, or Manazir regarding haircuts. I'm not going to cut my hair. Or Tuma. So what's the halacha? Harei's a Nazir v'chol dikduke Naziris alav. He's a Nazir and all Hilchas Naziris apply to him. All of Hilchas Naziris, even though he only accepted one part of Naziris, but all of Hilchas Naziris apply to him. Tosfos explains on the last line on the Amud that what is the last phrase of the Mishnah teaching me? Because we will learn later on in today's daf that there's something called a Nazir Shimshon, which does not have all halachas of a Nazir. He's half a Nazir or a different kind of Nazir, as we'll see. So that's what the Mishnah has to emphasize, that if you accept even a half of a Nazirus, that automatically expands into a full Nazirus. So says the Gemara, Masisa Delok Reb Shimon. Is this a yad or a kinoy? I think this is something else. I don't think this is a yad, because a yad is a partial, you know, it's probably closer to a yad than it is to a kinoy. But I would say it's something else, because it's learned out from special drushes in the parsha, as we're about to see. It's that if you buy into the system, then that's it. You get the whole package. So Masisa Delok Reb Shimon. Our Mishnah is not like the Shita of Reb Shimon. Titani Reb Shimon Omer, because Reb Shimon says, Eino chayiv ad sheyader mikulam. Reb Shimon holds, you're not a Nazir until you were noder from all aspects of Nazirus. Meaning, according to Reb Shimon, if you say, I'm a Nazir from wine, I'm a Nazir from tiglachas, from haircuts, you are not a full Nazir, according to Reb Shimon. What are you? What are you, according to Reb Shimon, if you do that?
You
mean it? So, according to Rov Rishonim, you're nothing. Because there's no such thing as this. You're a Nazir from wine. There is no such thing as a Nazir from wine. There's a Nazir from a whole package. There's another from everything. So Rov Rishonim say that nothing is chal. Tosfos and the Rosh and the other Rishonim say nothing is chal. Where is this? This is in the in the Rosh discusses this, and Tosfos discusses it as well. It's clear from the Rishonim. But the Mefaresh, as we'll see on Dalet Amud Beis, holds what you just said, and that is, if you're a Nazir from partial, so then Reb Shimon says you're not a Nazir on everything, and therefore you're just a Nazir on that half. He just argues and says it does not expand. But on Dalet Amud Aleph, it's in Dibra Maschil Ibayis Ema, which we'll get back to later on. The Mefaresh says at the end of Dibra Maschil Ibayis Ema, V'hachanami ki yazar atzmo min achartzanim min azagim v'chayila alei Nazirus. We'll see what the context is there later on. But the Mefarish is clear that the half that he says is already chal on him. If he says half, and it's just that the other half is not chal. But again, Rov Rishonim assumed that according to Reb Shimon, you're not nothing, because you didn't make a neder here. You made a Nazirus, and it's not a Nazirus, and therefore it wouldn't be anything. But that is the Shita of Reb Shimon. Our Mishnah does not follow Reb Shimon. Our Mishnah follows the Rabbanan. Rabbanan Amri, afilu lo nazir, elachat, b'chad bin hon, havi nazir. Reb Shimon says, no, even if you're only a nazir from one aspect of Nazirus, the whole Nazirus kicks in, and you are a nazir. Yeah.
According to Reb Shimon, you say,
ahei,
you're a nazir.
Right, ahei is not excluding any, is not limiting it to any part of Nazirus. Hey, right. More is less. Saying less is more. Correct. There was an interesting discussion in the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in Shin Samach Ches, in the mitzvah of the Isra of not drinking wine, mentions the following yesod, which we did not mention yesterday in our Hakdama. We mentioned yesterday that there are 10 mitzvahs of Nazirus, right? 8 los ases and 2 mitzvahs asay. 8 los ases. So writes the Minchas Chinuch, V'im over al eze davar ha'asur. Let's say I'm an Azar and I drink wine, or I cut my hair. Says the Menachas Chinuch, Chutz bima sha'avar al halavin v'ha'asin hamyuchadim min azir, besides violating the eight losases that are pertinent to the parsha of Nazirus, I also violate lo yachal dvaro. Every time I violate a Nazirus, I not only violate Nazirus, but I violate the Israel lo yachal dvaro. I be mechal my word, just like my regular neder. Just like my regular neder, I violate my nazirus. Lo keshtayim, mishum lav amiyuchad, umishum lav debal yachel, ha'omer benidrei iser. So you violate twice. So the Minchas Chiddush has the following shaila. According to the Rabbanan that we just read, what do the Rabbanan say? If I say, I'm a nazir from wine, boom, automatically I'm a nazir from everything. Hair and tumah. But what happens in that case if I then cut my hair? I never said I'm not going to cut my hair. All I said was, I'm a nazir from wine. Halacha says, you're a nazir from everything. But do I violate Bal Yachel based on the things that I never mentioned with my mouth? That's the shaila of the Minchas Chiddush. Lo Yachel Devaro, he never said it here. He never said it. It was just automatically from the Chiddush HaTorah that it would be chal on him. So the Minchas Chiddush is noted to say he does not violate Lo Yachel Devaro in that case. V'yef Shalomar debedin zed hu lo kibla olav rak arazman, or the Torah says, v'komakom nazru migziras akasiv. Im avro naziris efshar de in lokin elam mishum lav de naziris avalom mishum de lav de lo yachad varo to lokim gamki mishum lav de zeh de havi neder. That is, he says, v'tzorach iyun v'basi rak la'orer. But still, that he's noted to say, because I didn't accept it with my mouth, it was just put upon me by the Torah based on what I said. I said I want to be a nazir from hair, and then automatically I'm not allowed to drink wine. So then, if I drink wine, I would not violate lo yachad varo because I didn't say it. That's the suffix of the Minchas Chiddush, but he's noted to say you are potter. The Stipler says, what's the Bir Hadavar? What's the suffix of the Minchas Chiddush here? How do you understand Lo Yachal Dvaro? Is that literally, should that be taken literally? You're not allowed to be Mechalel your words, and he didn't say it here, so it's not your words. Or is Lo Yachal Dvaro a little more flexible, a little more expansive? Anything that came into being because of your words. Not dafka, because of your words. And here, by your words, you became a nazir. So therefore, it should even be enough of, even if you didn't say it yourself, but it was just put upon you. So that's the subject of the disciple. The disciple says, I have the biggest raya that against the Minchas Chiddush. The biggest raya against the Minchas Chiddush doesn't go by your words. Doesn't go by your words. Why? Because as we just said, regular nazir violates Liyakal Dvaro. Remember what we said yesterday, according to the Maharit? What's a nazir? What's the category of a nazir? So the Ritva said, in one place, in a darim, it's a nisir, chefsa. The Rosh said, it's a nisir, gavra. What did the Maharit say? We're going to come back to this Maharit at least once a week, I assume, in a second nazir. The Maharit says, it's neither. It's that I say something, and therefore I change myself. I give myself a status of a nazir. Mamela, certain halachas kick in. Just like a Kohen, a certain halachas that apply to him and not other Jews. It's not a Nisr Gavr, it's not a Nisr Chefsa. It's just that I declare Nazirus. I therefore change myself into a Nazir. Mamela, other halachas kick in. So nothing is really based on my words literally. What did I do? I changed myself. And still, says the disciple, you violate Lo Yachal Dvaro. So you see against this assumption of the Minchas Chiddush that in general, Lo Yachal Dvaro is not based on exactly something that you said, but it's rather it's based on anything that comes out of what you said, but not literally focusing on your words. That's the disciple or Nazir in Simon Beis. He quotes his Minchas Chiddush, and then he quotes, based on the Maharit, he thinks against the Minchas Chiddush, that don't take Lo Yachal Dvaro so literally. Minchas Chiddush and the Stipler about this shita, the Rabbanan that we have right here. Okay, fine. So we have a machlokas tanoim. Machlokas tanoim, if I make a nazir from wine or from hair or something like that, so then do all naziris kick it. So what's the makar? So my time with Reb Shimon. What's the source for Reb Shimon? That you have to accept naziris from everything in order for it to work. Amar kra, mikol asher ye aseh, migefen hayayid, micharzanim vadzog. Mikol asher yaseh, from anything that comes out. So mikol aser yeyaseh, anything that comes out of grapes and wine, so you see from the kol that we assume that means everything. It has to be a one package deal. V'rabbanan, my time, what's the source of the Rabbanan? That even just partial acceptance equals full acceptance. Amar krom yayin v'shecher yazir. Even though it says from everything that it specifies a certain time, miyayin v'shechar. Here, shechar does not mean beer, it just means a different type of wine. Another intoxicating wine. Miyayin v'shechar yazir. So why do you have to specify wine? Right? He just, the pasuk before it said, mikol asher yeyaseh. So it must specify in order to teach me that even an acceptance of something specific is enough. For Reb Shimon Nami, so now what do each one of them do with the other one's pasuk? For Reb Shimon Nami, haksiv miyayin v'shechar yazir. What does Reb Shimon do with the pasuk of specifying wine? So the next three lines, there has been much written on. The next three lines of the Gemara, it's very important for the, as you'll see, which sugya, but there's been a lot of literature written on the next few lines of the Gemara, how to read it. But let's go back. So Reb Shimon, what does Reb Shimon do with a specific pasuk? If he holds, you have to accept everything. So he uses it to teach me the following halacha. Le'asur yayin mitzvah ki yayin harishus. the halacha to teach me that not only is a nazir usher to drink voluntary wine, just if you want to have a cup of wine, you can't do that, but a nazir is also usher to drink mitzvah wine, yayin mitzvah. When a person accepts nazirus, he can't even drink yayin shel mitzvah. Asks the Gemara, Maihi, what does yayin mitzvah mean? Kiddusha v'avdalta. Kiddush and Avdallah, is that what we're saying? That a Nazir cannot drink Kiddush and Avdallah wine? That's what the extra pasuk is teaching me, according to Yerub Shimon? 1 minute. Hare mushbava omed al Me'er Sinai. What do you mean? He's mushbava yom Me'er Sinai. And therefore what? What's the question of the Gemara? Explains the Mefarish, which is the Pashtus of the Gemara, you might say. The Pashtus in language, but the biggest Kiddush in Svara. He has to drink from our Sinai. We already took a shmua that you have to drink wine. So how could we say that the nazir who takes a new nazirus, his neder or his shmua or whatever nazirus is, can be chal on the fact that can be chal on kiddush and avdala? What do you mean? We already took a shmua earlier in history that you have to drink the wine of kiddush. Mashma, drinking the wine of kiddush is a mitzvah daraisa. That's the sheet of the mafarish here. Right? We don't pass in that way. 99% of Rishonim do not pass in that way. 98%. This Mefarish, there's a Rashi in the Tosfos written in Psachim that also says it. But this is the Pashas of the Gemara. What's the Gemara saying? How could Rav Shimon say, use the Pasuk to teach me that Nazirus is Chal on Yayin Mitzvah Kiyayin Rishus, meaning if you're a Nazir, you don't make Kiddush, you can't drink the Kiddush of the Avdallah wine. What do you mean? We already made a Shvua that you have to drink the Kiddush of the Avdallah wine. Rov Rishonim did not want to read the Gemara that way, because we don't paskin that way. We don't paskin that it's a din d'oraisa to drink the wine by Kiddush. Tosfos here says, actually it's even clearer in Tosfos here and Tosfos in Psachim and Daf Kuvav. Both of them. That's where the Gemara says, Zachoras Yom Shabbos Lakasho, Zachreyu al Hayayin. Zachreyu al Hayayin. So Tosfos there says, let me read the part that's important for us. Quotes the, actually, let's get back to that's going to be the second sheet. Let's just read Artosis. Dibur Maschol, Mai. Mai hi. Did you have that? The Mushab Yomani Arsinaihu. To Kiddush Hayom da Araisa. Vechtachal Olav Nazirus. Right? Kiddush Hayom is da Araisa. So we'll see. Let's continue. Making Kiddush is da Araisa. Drinking the wine is not da Araisa, according to Rov Rishonim. So it says Tosfos the Kasha to Adaraba. Lacha Yitzra Krav, Miutar. Loma the Chayla Nazirus. First of all, Tosfos says, what do you mean? Maybe that's the whole point. You would think it shouldn't apply because you're already mushrav yomed. That's why Rav Shimon needs the pasuk to tell you it's chal. Va'od kasha. Let's skip a few lines. Va'od kasha. The kiddush shayom lav da'oraisahu. Says Tosfos. It's not da'oraisa. Dinehina mitachziv zachor v'darshina zachor el ayayin asmachtahu. It's not a din da'oraisa to drink the wine. So what's the Gemara talking about? L'chei nirel or Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam gives a different shot to the question of the Gemara. Even before that, we have other questions on the sheet of the Mefarish. The sheet of Kubetzes here says, he quotes Reb Ezriel says, Inami Kedusha Ben HaTorah, even if you want to say that it's a din d'oraisa to drink the wine, does every single person at the table have to drink the wine? Right? A nasir, well, does everybody have to drink the wine at the table? Does your wife drink the wine? Maybe. Maybe she does, maybe she doesn't. He says, Inami Yishai Pi Acherim Sheyitom, the Shomea Kaone, O Yekadish Vita de Kosla Acherim Rebeso. Let him drink and give to somebody else. We know that it's not a halacha that, even if you want to say you're right, Mefarish, that drinking is part of the Dindaraisa, but I don't have to drink it, you can drink it for me. Right? These are the 3 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, 3 days, Sibin Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yudalid, 3 days by Kiddush. What about drinking the wine? So 3 days. First, the Shulchan Aruch says, one person at the table has to drink Mali Lugbav. One person. That's the middle Shita. It said first in the Shulchan Aruch. Then, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, mitzvah nemuvchar shita mukulam. Okay, it's mitzvah nemuvchar for everybody to taste. But that's not a shita. But the middle shita is one person has to drink mali lugmav, a cheekful. V'yeshomrim tekivat shebein kulam tamuk mali lugmav yatsu. The shtias kulam mitzarefes l'shir. Second shita in the Shulchan Aruch. As long as combined, everyone drinks a mali lugmav, you're okay. That's what we try to do. If there's only schnapps in the shul, so we have a whole big thing of schnapps, and they pass it around because we want to be machmir that you need the shear. You don't want to rely on the smaller shear, rely on the taz, but that you rely on this sheet of the Shulchan Aruch that mitzarefes l'kulam. All of them can combine to a shear, and then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gaonim. The Gaonim sovrim shim lo tam hamakadesh lo yatsa. The Bekadish doesn't drink the Mali Lugmav, he's not Yotze. Three sheet is in the Shulchan Aruch about Kiddush. Does the Bekadish have to drink it? Does one person have to drink it? Or could everybody combine? But either way, not everybody has to drink it. Okay, Misamana Mufchar. So yes, the Sheet Lukabet says, even if Mefarish, you're right, that it's a Din Daraisa to drink the wine, so the Nazir will be Yotze with somebody else. What's the big deal? Yeah? Why not?
What are you doing that for?
What do you mean, what's the point? Let's say you have a Zayda at your table, and no, you ought to give him the kavod.
No, that makes sense. What if you don't? What if you're by yourself?
But if you don't, but you're a Nazir. If you're by yourself, okay, so make sure you're not by yourself.
No, but the whole premise is that you can make kiddush and not drink it. But what's the point?
The whole premise, because, I'm saying why, because Shomea Kaona, I mean, that's, you're drinking it, but I don't have a chiyuv to drink it. There's a din d'oraisa for this wine to be drunk. Put it that way. So you're drinking it, I want to be part of this mitzvah d'oraisa, so I'll say the words. But if they're rising to drink it, okay, you drink it. There's nobody says that every single person.
No one here holds it that you think you have to make kiddush and yayin, you don't have to drink it.
We'll get to that in a second. But anyway, but that is all. And pass! You can make a kiddush on bread. Make kiddush on bread. The Shiva Kubetz also says that. So what's going on here? So that's why, because of all these questions on the Mefaresh, that's why Rov Rishonim do not hold like him. We'll get back to the other sheets of kiddush in a minute, but what else could be the pshat of this question of the Gemara? Right, so what the Reb Shimon says, "Tahaser yain mitzvah yain rishus." So one way to read the Gemara is that how can you do that? He's mushed from our Sinai. No, the other way of reading it, Rabbeinu Tam says, back to the Tosfos, "L'chein niru l'Rabbeinu Tam de'gar Sinan bitmiya." It's a rhetorical question. "V'chi mushba v'yomin me'ar Sinai." Right, it's what do you need a pasuk to tell me this is true? You don't have to drink the wine. Are you mushed from our Sinai? Of course not. Of course not. You have to add that in. Klomer lamali krami yusar lesser yain mitzvah v'chi mushma v'yomed nihid the kiddush ayom daraisa ala yain lav daraisa. Put the problems on Rashi into the question of the Gemara. Reb Shimon, what do you need a pasuk for? Of course, the Nazir doesn't drink the kiddush wine. It's not daraisa. So that is what Rov Rishonim hold. Rov Rishonim hold that only saying the words of kiddush is daraisa, but the wine aspect is derabbanan. That's how we understand Zachrei Olayayin, the Gemara Msachim Kuvav. Rov Rishonim against this Befarish. This Befarish is a collector's item, Shita. Right? It's that even drinking the wine is Daraisa. It's the Pashas of the Befarish here, and there's a day in the Tosfos in Msachim as well. But Rov Rishonim, the Sefer HaChinuch, and Rov Tosfos here, and others say that, no, making Kiddush, the words, Zachira B'dvarim is Daraisa, wine is Darabanim. There is one other middle Shita, and that's the end of Tosfos in Msachim Kuvav. Menachem, maybe this is what you're referring to. The end of that Tosa seems to hold a middle sheet up that holding the cup of wine as you make Kiddush is also part of the Daraisa. Kiddush al Hayayin is Daraisa, but just drinking the wine is Darabana. V'od matzina lamemer, the Kiddush al Hayayin Dvar Torah, aval hada amar mevarach shorach sheyitom zehu Darabana. That's a middle sheet up. But either way, Rov Rishonim go against the Befarish here to say that it is Daraisa to drink. Yeah.
When you said that,
no, somebody should drink it, or else you get into, let's say, Bracha Levatala issues. Right. But for Hilchas Shabbos issues, no wine has to be drunk. For Hilchas Shabbos issues on the Daraisa level. On the Daraisa level, for Hilchas Shabbos, no, you made a Bracha, Bar-Bar-Gafis, you have to drink. So for Hilchas Brachas, you might have to drink, somebody has to drink it. But for Hilchas Shabbos, the mitzvah of Kiddush does not, Daraisa does not include drinking wine. Okay, so that's rabbinic. Rabbinic.
Where's the wine?
Part of the Shabbos. That's part of Shabbos Hagadol. What does wine have to do with anything? But I have to wait 3 weeks. But yeah. What? The question is, you don't have to drink wine based on our Sinai. So what do you need a pasuk, Reb Shimon, to teach me that the Nazir doesn't drink wine? It's pashut. It's pashut that you don't have to drink wine. Oh, there is one other discussion here in the Rishonim, and then we'll move on, and that is the Rush. Look at the Rush right here. The Rush says, okay, forget Kiddush. What about Avdallah? It's Kiddush of Avdalta. Avdallah, you have to drink the wine. Nobody says that. Nobody says you have to drink the wine of Avdallah, Daraisa. Says the Rush right here. Va'od, about the 10th line of the Rush or so, Avdalta, Michael Amemar. Al Karchach Lab Daraisa, who? Avdallah's for sure not Daraisa. So it sounds like from the Rush that the Avdallah Bechlal is not Daraisa. Totally. So that itself is a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam, we mentioned in the past, the Rambam holds Havdalah's Daraisa. The Rambam holds that part of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is remembering Shabbos when it starts and when it ends. We cordon off Shabbos and sanctify it. The Rambam, at the beginning of the 29th Perek of Hilcha Shabbos, v'tzarech lezachreyu b'knisa so ubi yitzia so. Right, Kiddush and Avdallah are a package deal. It's also Daraisa. The Bagan Mishnah there quotes the Ramban and others that maybe Avdallah is Durabanan, like this Rush. But it's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether Avdallah is Daraisa Durabanan. What's the Machlokas about? Whether Avdallah is included in the Mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa? Zachos Yom Shabbos Lakacho? So Reb Shechter writes in his Ginas Egos, in his third Sefer, Gimel, Ginas Egos, third Sefer, he writes that maybe as follows. Maybe the machlokas between the Rambam and the Magad Mishnah is the one that says Rabbanan, like our Rosh. What's the purpose of Kiddush? According to the Magad Mishnah, the purpose of Kiddush is to court. Let me read you. Kiddush and Avdallah, the mitzvah of Zechiras Shabbos, according to the Rambam, is to cordon off Shabbos at the beginning and at the end, to make it special, to sanctify the day. That's why Avdallah is also Daraisa. Why? Because it's cordoning off Shabbos on both sides. What about the Magad Mishnah? Because the Magad Mishnah is not about cordoning off Shabbos. What's it about? It's about adding a personal element of Hagdasha by a person. Really, it's Kaddish Memela. But there's still an element, an additional idea for a person himself to be Mekadesh the day. Similar, and he quotes something that we're going to have on our daf, on Amud Beis, we discuss this back in the Darim, a firstborn animal. So no matter what you do, it's firstborn animal, that's Kedusha. But Shmuel says, Avo Pisha, Kodesh Merecha, Mitzvah LaHakdisho. It's a mitzvah to add our own personal element of Hakdasha. So same thing by Shabbos. It's Kodesh V'Omen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it Kodesh. But there's still an element to add my own Hakdasha. That's what Shabbos is. That's why only Kiddush and not Avdallah, according to the Magen Mishnah. Because Kiddush is about adding my own Hakdasha. Not courting off the day like the Rambam. But adding my own element of Hakdasha. Then he goes into, maybe the Rambam could also agree to this, he just has both. But either way, that could be the Machlokas, whether Avdallah is Daraisa or Avdallah is Darabanan. About the root, what is the mitzvah of Kiddush about? Okay, let's continue. So we ask the Kasha. Again, let's get back to our context. We're not talking about Kiddush and Avdallah. We are, but what's the Gemara talking about? So the Gemara has a Machlokas Tanoim between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. If I say I'm a Nazir from wine or something specific, am I a total Nazir or not? The Rabbanan say yes. Reb Shimon says no. And they each quoted a Pasuk to base their Shita on. And now the Gemara is going into what does each Shita do with the other one's Pasuk. So what does Reb Shimon do with the specific Pasuk of the Rabbanan? So the Gemara suggested he uses it to say that a Nazir is Asur B'Kiddush V'Havdallah. So we said that can't be. So Ella, no, this is what he means by Yayin Shel Mitzvah. Ella Ki Hada Amar Rava, Shvur She'eshteh V'Chazav Amar Haredi Nazir. This is, no, somebody says, I swear I will drink wine. And then he becomes a Nazir. No, forget Kiddush. You're right. That's off the record. But that now he made a shvua, so that's yayin mitzvah, so to speak, according to him, because now he has a chiyuv to drink the wine. Asya naziris chayla al shvua. So that's what the pasuk is coming to teach me, according to Reb Shimon, that in that case you're not allowed to fulfill your shvua. For Rabbanan nami hamibayle lesser yayin mitzvah kain rishus. So how did the Rabbanan learn that halacha from? Because lachor they agree with that. So imkain lemakrom yayin. No, they say, yeah, I learned it from the same pasuk, because the pasuk should have just said miyayin. My vishechar shbas minatarti. What's the extra word of mishayin vishechar? So it must be you learn both halachos from that pasuk. What are both halachos? Number one, that even if you're a nazir just from one part of Naziris, it automatically expands into all. And number two, this halacha, that if you're a Nazir, after you became a Nazir, after you're making a shvua, you're going to drink wine, the Naziris is chal. Verb Shimon. What does Reb Shimon do with the extra word of Shechar? Hainu taima, the cause of Shechar. La lufi Shechar, Shechar le mikdash. As a Xerish Shava for the base of Mikdash. Tchsiv. Yain v'shechar al-teisha atov v'chleitach. Right? The Aaron HaKohen is commanded that he and his children are not allowed to drink wine before they do the Avodah. Ma gabi nazir. Yain u'dulitzer avashar mashkin lo. Just like by a nazir. He's only usher in wine, but other intoxicating drinks or foods, he is not usher in, only connected to grapes. Av gabi mikdash nami. Also regarding the base of Mikdash. Yain u'dulitzer. Wine is the only thing that's usher. Let me add, based on other sources, doesn't really mean usher. Wine is the only thing that's really usher, that makes your avoda pasul and your chayim misa b'dei shabayim, if you do it. But other intoxicating beverages, okay, you might not be able to do a lechanchila, but it doesn't pasul your avoda. And by the way, the Gemara adds, this is against the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya of Yehuda Omer, Achal Devela Ke'ilis. Somebody eats a date from Ke'ilis, which is a type of date that makes you tired and makes you feel a little drunk. V'shasa Dvash V'chalav, or you drink honey or milk. V'nichnas L'migdash Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda holds anything intoxicating, you're going to be Chayiv Daraisa on walking into the base of Migdash. And we don't hold that way, or at least this Shita that we're trying to explain to their abundance does not hold that way. Only wine or wine products that intoxicate will be usher. So that's why Rav Shimon uses the extra word sheichavor to teach you this gzeirah shava.
What's the svar for that?
What's the svar for only what in the base of Migdash?
Yeah,
in the base of Migdash?
If you jump with other things, you
can, right. I mean, it's a good question. What's the svar? So wine has a special type of status, you know, maybe connected to the story, that's where it came from, right? That's where the, right after that story, we have this tzivui, so a special status, and even though it's not just the result. Period. Ibai Yizema, a second answer to what? Going all the way back. What does Reb Shimon do with the pasuk of Miyayin V'Sheicher Yazir? So the first possibility we had on the bottom of Amud Beis before was to Aser Yayin Mitzvah Yayin Rishus. So having a totally different answer now. Reb Shimon does not hold that one Isser can be Chal on another Isser. Meaning, what's an example? The Tanya as follows. Reb Shimon Omer, Hochon Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim, Pater. If I eat a piece of treif on Yom Kippur, how many Averis did I do? So, Reb Shimon holds that you only did treif. You're not chayef Yom Kippur, because ein iser chal al iser. Once something is usher to you, so it can't become more usher. It's already usher. So how can it be doubly usher? That's the shita of Reb Shimon. So we don't paskin that way in this context, because there are exceptions to ein iser chal al iser. There's something called an iser kolel. If the second iser includes more, there's something called an iser mosif. If it's more usher to you than it was earlier, it's more, the punishment is worse. But either way, Reb Shimon says ein iser chal al iser. And therefore what? What's the connection to the Zeris? So again, it's a machlokas we've shown him how to understand this. Tosfos says in the deeper Maskel Reb Shimon, what does the Gemara mean? Reb Shimon usually holds eight Isser Chalal Isser, and that's the Chiddush here, that the pasuk is teaching me that here this would be an exception to the rule. So if somebody swears, I swear I won't drink wine, and then he becomes a Nazir, and then he drinks wine, he's Usser two Averis. Meaning, this pasuk is coming to teach me that this is an exception to the rule of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. That's how Tosfos reads the Gemara in Reb Shimon. The Rosh says just the opposite. The Rosh says amazingly, no. This is the last few skinny lines of the Rosh and the first wide line. This pasuk is the makar for Reb Shimon generally of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Why? Miyayin v'sheicher yazir. When you drink wine and you're a nazir, it's only usher because you're a nazir, not because of anything else. That's how the Rosh reads this Gemara. This pasuk of Yain V'Sheicher Yazir is the makar for the Rosh for Kala Torah Kula, that ain't Isser Chal Isser. That's what the first wide line all the way at the bottom on the Rosh says. That Isser Chal Isser, the Hakim Mashma Pasha the Kra. This is what the pasuk means. Mishav Nazir Chayav Al Yain V'Sheicher, V'la Mishav Misser Acher. So there's two opposite ways of reading the Gemara, Tosfos and the Rosh. Is this therefore an exception, or is this the makar for the rule? Ooh, back to the Gemara. There's more. Mefarish has another pshat, but we're not going to get into that now. Ula Rabbanan, Nami Haksiv, Yikalsha Yehasem, Yigefer Yayin. So now we're going back. What did the Rabbanan do with everything? The past 20 lines was figuring out what Reb Shimon does with the Rabbanan's pasuk. What about the opposite? Reb Shimon, who holds that if you're a Nazir just from a portion of Nazirus, that it's not Chal, doesn't expand into everything. So he had a pasuk to prove his shita. Yikalsha what's his pasuk? From everything. So ask the Gemara, what did the Rabbanan do with that pasuk? So I'm in the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan used that to teach me that all Isurim of Nazir can be mitztaref with each other. Meaning, if you ate a little bit of chartzan, a little bit of peel of a grape, a little bit of a seed of a grape, a little bit of wine, they all can be mitztaref. That's what it means. They all can be mitztaref. That's what they use the pasuk for. For Reb Shimon, last late seer, Reb Shimon doesn't need a pasuk to teach me that because he doesn't hold of it. Reb Shimon does not hold that you need everything that we know in Kol Torah Kula, that something called a kizayis. Reb Shimon doesn't hold of that. Reb Shimon holds even less than a kizayis is usher. The Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer, Kol Shehu Lamakas. Reb Shimon says a Kol Shehu, Well, we paskin, there's something called chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, that you don't get a punishment for chatzi shir. Reb Shimon says no such thing as chatzi shir because there is no chatzi of shir. No, even koshu ulamakis lo amru kizayis el inyan carbon. Okay, for a carbon you'll need a kizayis, but really for punishment, you don't need any amount, just koshu, and that is what the pasuk. That's why you don't need a pasuk to say they'll be mitzarif because they don't need to be mitzarif. Okay, Mishnah. So before the Mishnah, just one word of hakdama. There are four kinds of Nazirus. Four kinds. If I want to become a Nazir, there are four things. Either I could say, a Nazir Stam. What's a Nazir Stam? I'm a Nazir. I'm a Nazir. Hareini Nazir. That's a Nazir Stam. And all Nazirus halachas kick in. Number one. Number two, there's a halacha called a Nazir Olam, which we're going to talk about now. Nazir Olam. I'm a Kabbal to be a Nazir Olam. A Nazir forever. Nazir Olam. So I'm a Nazir forever. There are going to be certain halachas that I have that we're going to have in the Mishnah in a minute. Then there's a concept called a Nazir Le'olam. A Nazir Le'olam. We're going to have later on Daf Ches. Le'olam, that means you're a Nazir every 30 days. Separate Naziris every 30 days. Nazir Olam is one Naziris for the rest of your life. Nazir Le'olam is another Naziris every 30 days. And then the fourth type of Nazir is a Nazir Shimshon. A Nazir Shimshon, Nazir Shimshon, which is a Naziris, which does not include becoming Tamei Lameis. Because Shimshon became Tamei Lameis. Different type of Naziris, a Nazir Shimshon. Those are the four types of Naziris, which the Mishnah will talk about, two of them coming up. Says the Mishnah, Hareini Kishimshon. If I say, I'm like Shimshon, and I also say, Keben Manoach, like the son of Manoach, and I also say, Kebal Delila, like the husband of Delila. Only if I say all three, do I become a Nazir Shimshon. Now the Mishnah says, or, the first three were ands, now it's or, Kimisha Akar Dalsos Aza, I am like the one who uprooted the doors in Aza, when Shimshon took down the palace, Kimisha Nikru Plishtim Hazenam, I'm like the one that the Plishtim knocked down his eyes, so Harez the Nazir Shimshon, in all these cases, he is a Nazir Shimshon. So says the Gemara, Lamin Lilimisti Kol Halin, what do you have to have all these, Kiben Manoah, Kishimshon, Ashes Delila, what do you need? All three. So Tzrich, it's Yamar, Harini Kishimshon, if I would have said only I'm like Shimshon, Havi Amina Shimshon Achrina, I would have said I'm like my friend Shimshon. What's my friend Shimshon? Nothing. Right? So how do you know it's the Shimshon? Kamash Malan Kiben Manoah. That's what you have to add, like you're like the son of Manoah. That Shimshon. Vitar Kiben Manoah, Havi Amina Ikid Miskari Hachi. Again, if I would say Kiben Manoah, I might have said my friend Shimshon is also his father's name is Manoah. Somebody out there has this yichus. Kamash Malan Kabal Delila. That's why you also have to say Kabal Delila, because if you say Shimshon, the son of Manoah, the wife of the husband of Delila, there's no getting out of that one. So that's why the first three phrases in the Mishnah go all together. Ands. The next two phrases are or. Ukemisha Nikra Plishim Hazeinav. You could also add that in because that also specifies. Okay. Yesterday, learning the psukim. By Daniel.
He's learning the Indian of Shimshon. He's learning Shoftim.
He's learning Shoftim, but still, it's not Mefurit. But
it's not any worse than that.
I'm saying, but you don't know what he means. It's not worse. Why is already Kishimshon worse than Tiglachas? We have to try. Well, it doesn't say you're being Osik in the Indian of Shimshon here. He was being Osik. It's like Kiddusha. By Kiddushin, Asukin Voso Indian. Like a Nazir walking by. So you could have said, you know, maybe he was learning Parshat Sefer Shoftim.
Right.
He was learning Sefer Shoftim and he said it. Okay. Maybe it's talking about a case even where he's not learning Sefer Shoftim. Even a case where he's not learning, he's just on the street and he says it. Even this would work, even though he's not learning Sefer Shoftim.
Maybe he means I want to be Moshiach Yisrael, I want to be a Shoftim.
Okay, maybe, but you still don't know that. Even after all three, you don't know. He wants to be Moshiach Yisrael. You don't know that. Shimshon is not generally not one of the leaders we aspire to be like. You know, this is there are other shoftim that maybe are more, you know, more role models. I mean, Shimshon is a role model also. He's a shofet, but he's a different kind of shofet. Says the Mishnah, Ma be Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon. What's the difference between a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Shimshon? Nazir Olam hech mitzare make a batar. A Nazir Olam, meaning one Naziris forever, you could every so often get a haircut. Make a batar. Machlokas Rishonim. The Tosfos here says, it says Mekel, you can't shave your head totally. Mekel, you could get a trim. The Rambam here in the Birshah Mishnah said you could totally shave your head. That's Mekel Batar. So the Brisker talks about what the Machlokas is, but either way it's Machlokas, Tosfos, and the Rambam. Ooh, maybe Shalosh Behemos, when a Nazir Olam shaves his head, that he has to bring Karbanos. Because he has to bring Karbanos as if his Naziris is finished. V'yimnitma, and if a Nazir Olam becomes Tamei, maybe Karbatumah. He has to go through the whole process of a Nazir becoming Tamei, and bringing Karbanis, and starting again. A Nazir Shimshon, no. Hichmet Sairo Eino Mekel. A Nazir Shimshon is never allowed to cut his hair. Right? You think a three-year-old needs a haircut. But the Nazir Shimshon is never allowed to cut his hair. V'yimnitma, and maybe carbon tumah. And if he becomes tamei, he does not bring a carbon tumah. The Gemara will ask, "What do you mean if?" There's no. He's allowed to. But the Gemara will talk about that. Tosa says one ha'ara. Tosa says, "Why didn't the Mishnah say a difference of she'ela? You can be shoel on a nazir olam, just like you can do a she'ela on a nazir. You can get out of a nazir olam. You can't get out of a nazir shimshon, right? Because it was ein brera. It came from the model of a nazir shimshon. He didn't have a choice, and it came from his mother, from the malach." So why didn't it say that? The Tosa says no, because by She'ela, that's not a difference within Naziris. Because when She'ela took place, he's not a Nazir anymore, by a Nazir Olam. So that's why didn't want to say that answer. And just what I mentioned real is a Rashi and Makkas. Rashi and Makkas says, why is there no She'ela by Naziris Shimshon? Chav Bezim and Aleph. Al Yidei Malach Kibol Naziris Alav. Tiyahu Ein Lo She'ela. The Tzivui Shelo Malahu. Tzivui from above. The Naziris Shimshon. Right, and that's why there's no She'ela by that Naziris. Okay. Says the Gemara. So Nazir Olam Mandekar Shmei. We're talking about a Nazir Shimshon, and then all of a sudden the Mishnah says, what's the difference between a Nazir Shimshon and a Nazir Olam? We never mentioned Nazir Olam. So Chisira Maxar Vachikhtani. We're missing some words. This is how the Mishnah should read. Ha'omer Hareini Nazir Olam. Hareiz Nazir Olam. Ma Be Nazir Olam Nazir Shimshon. And then what's introducing, and then what's the difference? Nazir Olam Ech Besairo Meka Batar, maybe Shalosh Behemos, Vibnitma maybe Karben Tuma. Nazir Shimshon Ech Besairo Eino Meka Batar, Veino maybe Karben Tuma. That's how the Mishnah should read. So now the Gemara asks, 1 minute. It sounds like the Mishnah says, a Nazir Shimshon, if he becomes Tamei, he does not bring Karbanos. Karban hu delo maisi, av Naziris chayla alei. What do you mean? He does not have to bring Karbanos, but Naziris regarding Tuma is chal on him? Mani masisun, lor b'yuda v'lor b'shimin. That's like neither of the following shitas. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda omer, Nazir Shimshon mutzur l'tamei l'meisim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Nazir Shimshon is allowed to become Tamei meis. Shekein matzina b'shimshon shenitva. You see by Shimshon that he kept becoming Tamei. Reb Shimon Omer, Ha'omer Harini Nazir Shimshon, Lo'omer Klum. Reb Shimon rejects the whole concept. There's no such thing as another Shimshon. Shalom Matzina B'Shimshon, Shiyas Naziris B'Piv. Shimshon never accepted Naziris. Okay, so the Malach told his mother, who told his father, you can't model yourself after that. It's a once-in-a-history thing. But either way, there's no shita that says that there is another Shimshon that cannot become Tamei. So Mani, who is our Mishnah like? E Rabbi Yehuda, if it's like Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'am Rafi L'Chadchila. Rabbi Yehuda says, even L'Chadchila, another Shimshon can become Tamei. Umasiza Kartani Imnitzma. And our Mishnah says, in the B'dievel Lashon. E Rabbi Shimon, Ha'am L'Chayla Alei Naziris Klal. There's no such thing. So answers the Gemara, La'olam Rabbi Yehuda he. Really, it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who says that Nazir is allowed to become, Nazir Shimshon can become Tamei Meis. The idea, Tarni Gabi Nazir Olam, Im Nitma, Tarnami Gabi Nazir Shimshon, Im Nitma. So it uses a Lashon of B'dieved only to be parallel. But really, he could even become Tamei L'Chadchila. Okay, period. So says the Gemara, Lema B'Pulki Tahani Tanoi, Kamiflagi. Let's say we have a Machlokas Rishonim here, Machlokas Tanoim here. Whether there's a concept of a Nazir Shimshon. So what's the Machlokas about? Let's say it's the following Machlokas. The Tanan, or the Tanya on the side. What we had back in the first parak in Nedarim. Hare alai kibachor. If somebody goes over to an animal and says, this animal should be like a bachor to me. So remember way back when, we had the rule in Meseches Nedarim that hatfasa, if I say this is usher to me, fine. But what if I say this is usher like that's usher? So the rule was, a nether only works if you're matvis bedavar hanadur, and not bedavar ha'asr. If I say this piece is asr to me like a piece of pig, it's meaningless what I said. I can't, they're not comparable. Hashem created pig and I'm creating this. If I say this is asr to me like that, carbon is asr to me, so I created the carbon. So then that's bedavar hanadur. So that's what we paskin. So said the Gemara, quoted there, and this brisa was harei like a bechor. If somebody says this Adam should be like a bechor, Rabbi Yaakov oser Rabbi Yossi matir. So machlokas tanoim, whether that works or not. So my love, what's the machlokas about? Let's say this is a parallel machlokas to Rabbi Yehuda savar like Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yaakov to amar lo bina davar hanidar. Rabbi Yehuda, who says there is a concept called another shimshon, holds like Rabbi Yaakov that harei like a bechor is a good neder because in both of those cases, the source of the Kedusha did not come from you. It came from the Malach by another Shimshon, and it came from, it's a Davar HaAsar, it's a Bechor, it came from Hashem. Why is the Bechor Kadosh? Because Hashem made a Kadosh. So those two shitas are linked. Reb Shimon says, like Reb Yossi, Dam Rabina, Dam Ranadur. Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi say, no, you need to create the Kedusha. So that's why Shimshon, there's no such thing as another Shimshon. And by Bechor, you didn't create the Kedusha, so you can't be Matvis in a Davar, in a Bechor. So the Gemara answers, no. Lo, to Kuli Alma, Bina, Davar Hanidar. Really, you need a Davar Hanadur according to everybody. By Shimshon, that's a separate Machlokas. Can we parallel ourselves after Shimshon, or was it a once-in-a-lifetime historical event? But Vishani Gabi Bechor, the Machlokas is by Bechor. Why? The Chsiv Be Lashem, the Rabbos is not Bechor. Because Reb Yaakov has an extra pasuk Lashem, to include Bechor. You could be Matvas even in Bechor. Reb Yossi Amalachar. Reb Yossi says, no. Hahu Lashem. What is that word Lashem including? Not Bechor. Biboyle the Rabbos Chathas V'Asham. It's including Chathas and Asham. That you could be Matvis, you could make a neder. This is also to be like a Chathas and an Asham. Why would you have thought otherwise? You made the Chathas Kadosh. Oh, so Tosfos explains. You might have thought that what's a real Davar HaNadur? That's a voluntary carbon, an Ola, Shlomim. But Chathas and Asham, you're right, you chose the animal, but you have to do this after you do the Avera. So maybe you would have thought that's not a Davar HaNadur, that's a Davar HaAsur, that's the Chiddush of Lashem. So he asked the Gemara, Mari Isal, Rabbos, Chathas V'Asham, or Lahotzi HaSabachar. Why does Reb Yossi do that? Why does he think Chathas and Asham are more called Davar HaNadur than Bechor? Marbani Chathas V'Asham, Shekei Matvisa Beneder. I include them because I create them. I create their Kedusha. Umoti Nesa Bechor, Shekei Matvisa Beneder. I exclude Bechor because a Bechor is totally Kodesh without me. The Gemara asked back now, Reb Yaakov Amalacha. What about Reb Yaakov? Why does he include Bechor to say that a Bechor is called a Davar HaNadur? By the way, if you remember, we had this whole Gemara back in the Darim. So Bechor Nami Matvisa Benedarhu. No, Rabbi Yaakov says a Bechor is also created by man, as we mentioned earlier this year today. Tatanya Shal Beis Rabbeinu Amru. We learned, Minayin Shenola Lo Bechor Betoch Edro. How do I know that if I have a Bechor in my flock, Shemitzvah Olav L'Hakdisho, even though it's Kadosh already, there's a mitzvah for me to add my own personal element of Hakdasha, Shenemar HaZachar Taktish. You learn it from Taktish, you shall make it holy. So Rabbi Yaakov says, a Bechor is a type of Davar HaNadur, and therefore you can be Matvis with it. Rabbi Yossi Amalacha, and Rabbi Yossi says back, no. Nehi de mitzvah lahakdisho. You're right, there's a mitzvah to be Makdashit, l'chadchila. Ilo Makdash le milo Kadosh, but it's even Kadosh without you. So that's a Davar HaAsur, that's not a Davar HaNadur. So therefore, he rejects that you can be Matvis in a Davar HaNadur. Period. Next. Gami Nazir Nami Haksiv Lashem. By a Nazir, also it says Lashem. What do you do with, just like we had Lashem by Bechor, by Neder included Bechor, so what does the Lashem by Nazir include? So Humibari Lelekidatanya, it includes the story that we had back in the Darm Dav Tess, and Nazir now Dav Dalet. Amr Shimon HaTzadik. Miyame lo achad yashem Nazir tami chuz v'yadam echad. Shimon HaTzadik says, I never ate from the carbonus of a Nazir, except once. Shaboy laim in Adarim, yafei naim v'tov roi, v'kitzvos av seduros lo tal talim. A man came, and he had beautiful hair, beautiful locks, he was handsome, he was tall. Amarji lo b'ni ma reis l'shachei seir Nazir. And he was a Nazir, and I asked him, why did you become a Nazir? You have gorgeous hair. What did you become a Nazir for? Amar li roa yisi l'avi ba'iri. I was a shepherd for my father. V'halachti l'shov mayim in a mayan. And I went to draw water from the spring. V'nistakalti b'bor sheli. And I looked at my reflection. Upachas yitzri alai. And my Sahara got hold of me. And it became about Gaiva. Wow, look at how handsome I am. Brackets. The Shram Siyana Balachi here talks about erva and hear her in a reflection and in a mirror. Harai, that there is hear her. Right? Hear her. And his Isser histaklus is not only mamish. It's if there's a reflection or a mirror in front of me, right? You see it from here. Upi keshla dardani min olam, and he says, and I was about to leave this world. I was going to be such, become such a balgaiva. Amarti lo, I screamed at my yitzahara. Reka, bebnei ma'atam isgav ba'olam she'enu shalcha. How are you becoming, raising yourself up in a world that's not yours? Shesof chali yisroma v'saleya. You're going to end up in the dust. Ha'avoda, I swear she'agalachacha l'shamayim. I'm going to become a nazir. Amati, Rav Shimon HaTzadik says, Amati, I stood up and Ashaktiv al Piv, I kissed him on the head, Amarti lo, Kamoscha Yarbet Nazirim Yisrael, there should be more Nazirim like you in Israel. Alecha HaKasav Omer, about you, the Pasuk says, Ish ki afli lindar neder, Nazir lahazir, Lashem. So that's a Lashem, that's a Lashem Shemayim Nazir. Period. And even though we mentioned in the past that the Rambam holds that a Nazir is a Chote, the Rambam does say Nazir Slashem Shemayim is something positive. The end of the last halacha in Ilchas Nazir is the Rambam says, Hanodel Hashem Dera Kedusha, Harizenoi Umushubach. So even though the Rambam says ultimately maybe we shouldn't do this because he's a chote, but if we need to and we do it l'shem shamayim, the Rambam says there is something positive about becoming a nazir.
I understood the story completely different. He was already a nazir and he wanted to cut his hair off.
No, he was. So the Shimon said the assumption is that he wasn't a nazir yet. He was just he had a lot of hair. He had beautiful hair, and he wanted to make himself have to cut his hair. So therefore, he said, I'm a nazir, that means in 30 days from now, I'm going to have to cut my hair. That's how, and that's why Shimon HaTzadik says, this nazir is a big tzaddik. Okay, there's more to talk about on the story, but we'll stop, and we'll continue tomorrow. Talk about Avshalom more tomorrow, and more Shimshon, Mixas HaYom Kekulo.